A railway map can be more than a way to figure out where you're going. It can be art, it can be commerce, or even a peek into the nation's psyche. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein was in New York's Penn Station looking for maps with author Mark Ovenden.
To the list of things not to like about Penn Station, the ceilings are too low, there is no natural light, the food is unmemorable, add this. You can't find a display map of Amtrak train routes, but author Mark Ovenden is trying.
Excuse me, sir. I don't suppose you happen to know if there's a nice big map of where all the trains go, do you?
You can take the train from Penn Station to Montreal or Miami or Montana.
When you stand here under the departure board, you can't see a map for love nor money.
Ovenden wrote the book, Railway Maps of the World. He's determined, but we strike out at the ticket counter and in the waiting room.
You know, in Europe and a lot of the big old stations, there were these great big tiled maps made from ceramics or painted on the walls. There's one at Bordeaux, for example, a massive map of the whole of the south of France.
Not here. Instead, there are advertisements for food and drink. There's even an ad for train travel. An Amtrak spokesman concedes there's no wall map, but says you can find the information in other ways. Ovenden says that's missing the point and an opportunity. A map, he says, is an advertisement for travel. It pries open your mind.
These wonderful display maps, which really give you the sense of getting on board, the joy of the journey and the experience of traveling by train.
At the Amtrak information desk, the agents do hand out booklets with a map you can fold out. It looks nice, a network of red lines stretching over a green background. It shows mountains, waterways, cities. But then Ovenden lays the current map next to a train map from 100 years ago.
Wait, those black lines?
All of these black lines are railways. We had a railway in almost every town and hamlet in this country. The old 1918 map looks like the blood vessels and the arteries and the veins of a country. It was the lifeblood of this country. And when you look at it now, it's just a skeleton.
Through World War II, the railways were booming in the U.S. But after the war, the country made a choice. There was a huge infusion of federal funds into the interstate highway system. Air travel took off. Passenger rail was passé.
During the 50s and 60s, it was just nosedived. Passengers just went through the floor and they disappeared off the railways. And even this beautiful station we're stood in now was quite empty, really, at times of the day in the 60s, which is part of the reason why the owners decided to sell it off and make this thing.
This station, which is so crabbed, even the idea of an Amtrak wall map is foreign. But then, Ovenden spots the familiar MTA wall map.
Great display of maps over there. Wow, that's fantastic. Subway map, Manhattan bus map, and a huge MTA railroads map stretching all the way into Long Island. That's what you need on the wall of a station. That's fantastic. Look at it.
Clusters of tourists huddle around the maps. Isabelle Greynaud from Limoges, France, finds her way to Central Park.
Central Park.
It's a magnet. It's a little honeypot. People just love. Look at these guys here. They're pointing stuff out. They're talking about their journey.
Lauren and Troy Hamm are from Atlanta, going to a wedding in Hicksville.
We were just, gate is 21, track 21, so we just saw it, so we just came over.
Looking at these maps is entertainment. It's art.
Maps are part of the journey, and we shouldn't forget that.
They're a vision of who we are, who we can be, and where we can go. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.
Time is 10:49, all aboard track 18.